From health and wellness to education,
we need to be thinking about what it takes for students to succeed.
From art and politics to social issues of the day,
we have young Black males who are thriving in their communities and who are being shown as leaders.
The journey is what matters.
And I would say to all of us, we can be better than we are.
Let's join Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, president of Howard University, and his guests as they take steps on the journey.
He's been a star player and an award-winning coach, so he knows athletics inside and out. He prides himself on promoting character, leadership, and accountability in students. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is Bison head football coach Gary Harrell. Welcome, coach.
Thank you for having me.
So you were raised in Miami, Florida. Tell me a little bit about your childhood.
When I look back at my childhood, it was as a situation where not pretty much a single parent home. My parents, they split at the age of 10, but that childhood year from 10 to 18, middle school, high school, is what I consider an important times of a young man's life. But I was able to grow up in the inner city in Miami and keep my head on straight, go to class every day in high school, make sure when it comes to character, when it comes to that conduct, you know, that grade is very important, that effort also is important, but conduct to me in the classroom says a lot. And I owe that to my mom, my grandmother, as far as raising me to be a young, respectful man. But I was very eager to make it to the NFL. I learned a game of football in the streets of Miami from older individuals that forced me to play with them. When it came to academics, I just came from a background that my mom truly believed that academics would get me to where I was trying to go. So between the two, academics and sports, I think that kind of catapulted me to my way out as far as that situation, as far as what I was growing up in. You know, what we saw was either drugs or was sports. And education and sports is what I use as a vehicle to get me to Howard University.
Now, tell me a little bit about your high school career. What positions did you play, and what sports did you play?
Football was my main sport, but I played wide receiver. I also returned kicks, punt return, kick return. Baseball was my second love. It was something that I was able to do to stay active. It kind of worked hand-to-hand because I was working on to become a great return guy, and I played center field in baseball. So the two kind of relate to each other as far as judging the ball. You know, of course, the baseball and the football is just shaped differently, so the rotation is different as far as the judgment, but it gave me a chance to develop my hand-eye coordination, but also just to stay active. You know, my mom did a great job as far as when she got off work picking me up from school. You know, I'm talking about the age of 16 and 17, from practice and getting me home, getting me to my books. But those are two sports I mainly played, but football was something that came natural to me. You know, we played it every day in our neighborhoods, and it just came second nature. So once I began to play organized football, it was fun. It was something that I believe I was blessed from God to. It was a gift, and I just made sure that I used it to my best ability.
Now, when you were recruited to Howard,
yes,
what was your final, I think, points in making that decision to come to Howard University?
And I tell the story all the time, Dr. Fred. It's funny because the way it happened, I was the number one receiver in Dade County. Even though I was small stature, I was able to put up good numbers to draw attention. So my first offer came from Ohio State, and then we met face-to-face, and the guy was just very honest and very transparent. It's like, you know, I look like a middle school kid, and my size that he felt like I couldn't play in that conference. So I continued to, work towards getting a scholarship. Colorado came, and, you know, they overlooked the size, and they offered me a full scholarship. Prior to signing day, I guess they felt like they wanted to go into a different direction. So they phoned my home and said, well, we're going to go ahead and move in a different direction, and they pretty much pulled a scholarship off the table. And getting a scholarship was very important for me. There's no way I could afford to go up to any university and pay tuition. So I got disgruntled. I got kind of down on myself a little. It was a very frustrating process. So I went through signing day. I had IUP, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, Division II school, and I had UNLV on the West Coast. So it came down to May, and Howard University came out to my high school, realized I was still available. And at that time, I was just frustrated with the process. I would just continue on my education. They made a home visit to my home. And once my mom sat down with them in the living room and she recognized it was Howard University, I mean, she made a choice. I didn't make the choice. I never saw the campus of Howard University. I never took a trip. So she made a decision, said, you're going to Howard because of the academic part of it. And it was the best decision of my life, something that I didn't really have a decision. But I'm glad she made that choice. And when I came here, I never looked back. I had a chip on my shoulder. I always wanted to prove that I could play the game of football on this level. And when it comes to academics, to be able to finish in 4 years in the School of Business, it's just amazing what Howard University did for me as a man.
Yeah, that's an incredible story, because obviously I was here as an undergrad student,
yes,
during the period of time that you were here. And, you know, I remember going to football games and,
yes,
and seeing you perform. And you're right, you certainly, you know, smaller in stature than,
yes,
the average wide receiver, but you certainly played a lot taller than many of them that I've seen play.
I had to.
Now, let's talk a little bit about business school, because,
yes,
you got a Bachelor of Business and Administration Marketing in May of 94. And to your point,
yes,
you stayed on time.
Mm-hmm.
You graduated on time. What was that like in terms of mixing the two and making sure that you, mm-hmm, got through what you needed to get through?
You know, my path, you know, just as I run it, you know, to show the journey, my journey coming to Howard was, I had to grow fast. I had to mature. I had to matriculate very fast. And that was my mindset when I came to Howard University. Like a lot of folks don't realize, you know, at that time, I'm still with my high school sweetheart. And, you know, at that time, we had a child coming into the world. And she put her education on hold and allowed me to come to Howard and do what I wanted to do, to become myself. And so I couldn't take that for granted. So I knew from day one I wanted to come in and get a great degree from Howard University and move on and hopefully make some funds for my family. But a speaker came and spoke to the team, and he pretty much, I felt like he was speaking directly to me, because he pretty much showed how you can finish in 4 years. You know, and he told me how many hours you need to take per semester. You know, 15 is the minimum. And as far as going to summer school, you know, so I just made sure that every semester that I stayed with the requirements when it came to for the fall and spring, making sure I had enough hours and to make sure in the summertime I was here, and also just trying to get ahead. Mm-hmm. And the main thing is going to class every day. I went to class every single day. A lot of things I was not able to do as far as, you know, go to some of the parties. I just stayed in the room, stayed in books, and try to make sure that I stayed on top of that to finish on time. And it happened for me. It came right down to the wire, and I was able to finish in 4 years. But it really made a man out of me, and I was able to do both, make All-American on the football field, but also go to class every day and finish in 4 years.
Great. You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is the head football coach of Howard University's team, Coach Gary Harrell. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. So, just to change direction a little bit, tell us about your post-Howard career. What was it like in terms of, I can imagine if,
yes,
getting recruited to college was difficult, there probably was some difficulty getting into the pros.
It was. It was maybe a little easier getting to the pros, I would say, because of things I did at Howard. I was able to showcase myself. You know, I teach it today. You know, I felt like every game that I played was building my resume. So when I was in front of the interviewer, who I consider NFL team, they could see all the things that I was able to accomplish. But coming through Howard University, I did well for 4 years. I left here as the all-time leading receiver in the conference history, Howard history. But I was still faced with that battle as far as showing, based on my size, that I can go to that next level and play. I had speed, I had quickness, so that was in my favor. When they came out and worked me out, I performed well. All my measurables as far as on the field was good. And I remember very, very clearly there's a team in Baltimore, a CFL team. That's when we had some teams over here in the States, and they wanted to see me work out, and I decided to go and work out for them. But prior to that, I performed well. Scouts came. It was Atlanta Falcons, New York Giants, and I ran a 4.38. I ran a good 40 time. But for some reason, I went over to see what other options I can open. So I went out there and worked out, and I ended up breaking my ankle. And this was like maybe 2 weeks before the draft. So when the teams found out that I had the injury, that kind of dropped me significantly. But luckily, it was just, you know, all you need is one team to like you. And the New York Giants, they said as long as I continued to rehab, they would work me out at a later date. So I continued to work hard, getting up at 6 a.m. With my head coach, Steve Wilson, who pushed me to get back in top shape, somewhat close to that top shape, so I can go back out to perform. And, I mean, it was a blessing for them to wait for me to get to that level, bring me to New York. I work out. I didn't have the numbers that I had before, but they saw things in me that was gradually getting better, and I signed as a free agent. So I was able to get two and a half years of NFL football. I left there and went to the CFL Montreal, where I ended my career. It was a knee injury, but, I mean, the game of football has taken me so many places. When you're talking about here in the States, also across Canada, and also over in Europe, when I had the chance to play European football in Frankfurt, in Germany. So, I mean, the game has taken me so far, so many places that I've probably never seen in my life. But, yeah, leaving here from Howard, that was my journey as far as when it came to playing a game of football within a four-year span. And then after that, you know, you got to fall back in your education. And then I went back home, and I was able to become a manager of a Home Depot. I was in a retail business for 3 years. And I just realized that wasn't my passion, you know, even though I love marketing, which is my my concentration in business, and I still love it today. I use it in my everyday life when it comes to promoting the program. But I had an opportunity to come coach football at Howard University in 2002 as an assistant. And from there, I just moved on because I knew I wanted to be a head coach pretty soon. So I moved from team to team to build my resume so I could be in the position I am today.
So what really drew you to coaching? Why coaching?
You know, I never really had aspirations as far as being a coach. Coach Petty was the head coach at Howard University at that time. We crossed paths in Miami, and he's getting the job, and he asked me would I come coach the wide receivers at Howard University. At that time, it was very intriguing, and I came, and I really learned, even though you can play the game, it's a different coaching the game because you have to be able to relate the information to the players. And it just became very intriguing to me. And I just get a kick out of seeing a young man get better when you bring him in as a true freshman and see him from year to year in the classroom, his GPA get higher and higher, and things on the football field he's able to do. And hopefully, like a Greg McGee, he's able to go somewhere, sign a contract, and make a living, you know, and come back and give up to the university. But I just love being a part of young men's life and helping them accomplish those goals and those dreams that I was able to do, and that someone was able to give me an opportunity and show me how it's done.
And Greg McGee, just reference, obviously, was a star quarterback at Howard and is now in the Canadian Football League.
Yes.
Now, tell me a little bit about your current team as they're shaping up, and, mm-hmm. and what are your aspirations as you think about,
yes.
you know, the coming season?
You know, we had a lot of injuries last year, but, you know, the team, they closed the season out very well. We ended up with a four-game winning streak. So they showed that they can push through the adversity. But I feel good about the team. You know, right now, when I look back to where we were two or three years ago, right now our GPA average is 2.7, which we want to continue to get higher, get you that 3.0 minimum mm-hmm. as far as average for the team. The guys we bring in from high school when it comes to test scores, GPA, mm-hmm. we want to always continue to improve that. So the average for GPA, we want to continue to get higher. We want to continue to work on our APR, mm-hmm. which is all about eligibility and retention. So mm-hmm. academically, I think we're going in the right direction, and mm-hmm. we're going to continue to push that also. But I think when it comes to as far as on the field things, I think we have a very good veteran group that's ready to come back and do some good things. You know, I feel good about this team. They're doing a real good job as far as in the weight room. Coach Nick Latham does a great job when it comes to strength and conditioning. So I feel we'll be strong. We'll be very competitive. And it's going to be a good special year for Howard University football. We believe once the football program kicks off the season on a good note, I think the campus life, the rest of the school year goes well.
Well, thanks for being here. My guest today has been Coach Gary Harrell. I've known Coach myself for quite a while. He was here while I was in school. And he certainly epitomizes the excellence that we want to see both on the field and off the field. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne A.I. Frederick, right here on the Howard University Radio Network.